Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Stromer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost-effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Your home is your biggest investment and provides warmth and shelter for you and your family. Now is the time to prepare your home for the winter weather that is just around the corner. Do you have a wet basement, water in your crawl space, or cracks in your foundation? Dry Zone provides waterproofing and crawl space encapsulation products and services all over Delaware and the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Call Dry Zone at 888-617-0360 for a free inspection and estimate, or log on at dryzone.com/the duck. Dry Zone will keep you ahead of the storm. Call 888-617-0360.
This is Bill Anderson from Dry Zone, and once again, I'm being joined by my good friend, Jason Harmon.
Hi, Bill. Glad to see you again today.
Well, listen, we actually have a treat this morning. We're going to be joined with Johnny Scarborough, who actually does a lot of our crawl spaces for our company.
Good morning. I'm Johnny, Dry Zone.
Hi, Johnny. Glad to have you with us this morning. I was wondering if you'd be able to tell us a little bit about what you do when you go on an appointment to check a crawl space that has issues.
Oh, one of the things I do is go out and introduce myself and the company to the homeowner. One of the very important things is you don't go in and just dive right into the crawl space, even though that's what a lot of people think we actually do. Go in and sort of like going to a doctor. The doc wants to find out what's going on with you so he can prescribe the right treatment for you. Well, same thing with your crawl space. I want to find out what's going on, what's concerning you about your crawl space. It takes a few minutes. Can take anywhere about 6, 7, 8 minutes. Doesn't take that long to find out what's going on. Then we'll go in, take an inspection of your crawl space, and I do that by taking pictures, taking relative humidity and temperature. I also check the moisture content in your wood, and I'm looking for any foundation issues, any rot, any mold or microbial growth, any holes in the walls, any indications of water being up on the sides of the walls or on the piers, which is the block work that holds your house up.
Johnny, why is that important to see if there's water on the piers themselves? That's in the middle of the house, right?
Yes, that's in the middle of the house, but it's a better indication of how high the water table has actually come underneath your house.
Okay, because the whole idea is you're actually going to have stains on all over the walls.
Absolutely.
If it's below grade anyway.
This is true, Bill, because external walls are against the wall or against the dirt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're checking the center of the house by the if you have foundation walls going through the center or if you have supporting piers. And that gives us a true indication of how high the water table has risen under your house.
Well, Johnny, let me ask you this question. You know, you condition our crawl spaces. You help, you know, the rest of the sales team design these conditioned crawl spaces for us. You know, and that term definitely been thrown around a lot. There's a lot of different definitions of that. I've seen some homes where they've had somebody cut the hole out of a duct and literally, I mean, just left it there. They didn't put a register or anything on it. It was just a great big hole and duct, and they threw some 6 mil plastic on the ground and blocked the vents. Charged these brand new homes thousands of dollars for this conditioned crawl space. Tell us a little bit about exactly what a really true conditioned crawl space is and what you really need to do to really qualify it as that.
Well, a true conditioned crawl space is you want to isolate it from the earth. You want to dehumidify it and keep the relative humidity down there below 60% as much as possible. That way the mold and the microbial growth will go dormant. It will no longer affect your house. Plus, it'll also dry your wood out, too, if you have wet wood. So you want to have a dehumidifier down there. Now, if you have it isolated from the earth by using clean space liners, wall liners, and pier liners, then you also want to keep the water out from underneath this liner. And you do that by using sump pumps and perimeter drains. It's very, very important to keep the water out from under it. The liquid water will not physically hurt your house. It's the vapors off the water that kills your house. And, it's, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, but it's truly like liquid gasoline will not burn, but the vapors off the gasoline will burn. It's a very similar situation. The vapors off the water is what kills your house.
Johnny, we've heard over the years pros and cons concerning foundation vents. Can you tell us what the real true story is concerning foundation vents?
Oh, Jason, foundation vents are really bad for a house. Ever since we were small and growing up, and I'm not going to tell you my age, I grew up down in Louisiana where I grew up at. Down there, you know, just like it is at pretty much nationwide, you open the vents in the summertime, you close them in the wintertime. But the problem being, year-round, you get, in the summertime especially, you get the warm, moist air that comes under your crawl space, raises your relative humidity, you get all that moisture under there. In the wintertime, you get the cold air that comes through the vents because no vent closes solid. They just don't do it, so you need to plug them. And if you don't do that, you get that cold air comes in. Most folks got their air conditioning vents, heating vents in their crawl space, or at least part of them, depending on, you know, how many stories you got in your house. So you get that cold air robbing your ventilation ducts of the heat that you're paying hard-earned dollars for. Summertime, you get that hot, warm air coming in there, robbing the coolness from your air conditioner. So you're using your air conditioner and your heater to truly condition your crawl space, and that's not the right way to do it because you're spending a tremendous amount of money to do it that way.
So we might equate the summertime situation to, say, a glass of iced tea sitting on a table. The iced tea in the glass with ice is cool, and it creates a condensation on the outside of the glass because the air around that glass is warm. So as I understand it, this hot, moist air coming into the cool crawl space actually creates condensation. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Jason. That was a perfect analogy.
The whole idea, if you guys ever watch folks who do the weather, in the wintertime, you're going to see this, or even in summertime, you see this great big blue ribbon that comes out of the north, and you see this great big red ribbon that comes out of the south. Well, the blue ribbon is cold air, the red ribbon is hot air, and when they meet, that's when you normally get your thunderstorms. Well, at the end of the day, condensation is nothing but rain on a global scale. So, you know, you talk about these little microenvironments that happen down underneath our house, and we start saying the big M word, which is mold. And there are some companies out there, I think, that really try to freak you out a little bit with mold. And at the end of the day, if you keep the relative humidity in your house down, mold can't grow. Mold needs a certain humidity level, a certain moisture content for it to live. So that's the reason why mold won't grow on beef jerky. You know, it'll definitely grow on a steak, but it won't grow on beef jerky. And the reason why is the moisture content of that has been dropped by so much that it can't sustain any life. Mold is life, just like we're life. And we need a food source. And, you know, our houses are made out of food, you know, for mold. I mean, it's made out of dead organic material. That's trees and paper and those other wonderful things that we use. So when we talk about keeping our houses healthy, you gentlemen know what the number one indoor allergen is?
Dust mites.
Dust mites. You know, it's actually their, what the actual, it's not the dust mites that you're allergic to.
It's their droppings.
It's their droppings that you're allergic to, yeah. So dust mites are these nasty little creatures that live in our bed, and they live in our couches and everything else, and what happens is they leave their droppings. That's what we're breathing. Kind of ooky and kind of gross, but if we can actually reduce the relative humidity, they don't live in our house. So then, like I said, we can actually help stop the number one indoor allergen just by stopping that. One of the biggest things I think we hear of when we go into a house, especially in the beach area, when there's like, you know, second homes, is, you know, I walked in and my house has this musty smell, right, Johnny?
That's absolutely correct. I know of one homeowner, they stay up in New York 3 or 4 months out of the year, and they come back down to Delaware to winter over. back down to the Eastern Shores. She calls up, went out there, and got a call from her the other day stating that she was absolutely blown away with how she walked into her house and it smelled so much better. Last year when she came in, she found mold on her leather couches. She found mold inside her cabinets. She found microbial growth pretty much everywhere. She had to have the house fully clean before she could move into it. This year, she came down, unloaded her suitcases, moved right in, went to bed. Manner of speaking, she just loved it. Now, I get this not just from her. I get it from everybody that I talk to. Every homeowner I go to tells me pretty much the same thing. After we have gone in there, put the clean space liner in there, isolated your house from the earth, put the sump pumps, perimeter drains in there, and dehumidified these houses, they tell me that the air upstairs smells better, tastes better, and they sleep better. A lot of people don't realize it. The reason that happens is up to 50% of the air you're breathing in the living area has gone through your crawl space. So it's bringing mold, spores, dust mites, all kinds of nasties with it. You just don't realize it.
Now, when you said that we're breathing, 50% of the air, that term's actually called the stack effect, correct?
That's absolutely correct, because your house breathes from the bottom up. That's why your attic's 1,000 degrees and your crawl space is 70 degrees.
Well, hot air rises and cold air goes down. So, if that's truly happening, that's the reason why smoke goes up the chimney, because the smoke is hot and everything else. So when you're breathing all of that, most people, I remember when we first started Dry Zone, I had a lady say, "Son, listen, you need to go down there and you need to have a mask on because I am just absolutely frightened for your health." And I'm like, "Man, most of the air I'm breathing down there is what you're breathing right now." And she kind of sat down and thought about it for a while, and she was like, "Well, go get me a mask out of your truck so I can breathe until you're done, That nasty smell that we get, go put your face in your crawl space for a while. It's amazing how much air truly does get down in there. And when you were talking about moisture early, Johnny, the air that comes down in there, it's the outside air. So we used to open up these vents, and that's what my Uncle Bill told my dad to do when I was a kid. He said, "Look," because we moved here from Colorado. There was no crawl spaces in Colorado, right? So my dad said, "Fine, we'll open them up, no big deal." Open it up. The first time I had a house, it was wet down there. It was nasty. The insulation was all wet. I was running some cable wires. And I just kind of thought that's the way it was supposed to be. And that's where a lot of our homeowners, I think, I think they just have accepted the fact that it's supposed to be this little dungeon that nobody wants to go into. And that's okay, because it's not part of our house. Well, those little vents is you can't keep something dry with wet air. And if we're truly letting air in there, that's where we're letting in there is that humid air, that nasty, sticky, horrible humidity that we have down here in the summertime.
Johnny, you mentioned a little bit earlier a product called Clean Space that's used in the crawl space to separate the house from the earth. Can you tell our listening audience the difference between the plastic that builders put in a crawl space and your clean space material?
The plastic that most builders put in your clean space is traditionally 6 mil plastic. It will break down over a period of years. Our clean space system is warranted for 25 years against breaking down. It is made of multiple layers, 7 layers thick. It has Ultra Fresh in it. A lot of people say, "Okay, what's Ultra Fresh?" Ultra Fresh is the same product that they put in your car vents to prevent mold and mildew. You never see your car vents have mold and mildew in it. So this has an antimicrobial growth product in it too. It also is UV protected. Okay, we don't want the sunlight that could possibly get in from having that.
Yeah, you're actually truly protecting that liner from birth at that point, because it's made in the light, it's being stored in the light, it comes to our facility in Milton, it's stored in the light while the guys are working on it. It's normally outside before they take it in the crawl space, so they're truly protecting it from birth.
This is true, and it's also reinforced too to prevent it from breaking apart, pulling apart. It's very, very durable, and that's why a lot of people don't understand that you can walk on it, you can crawl on it. You're not, have multiple people down there in your crawl space checking your vents. And the way it's seamed together is it's not just taped together. It's truly sealed together.
Johnny, I was actually on an appointment with Jason the other day, and this homeowner was having a pest control company come in there to condition their crawl space, right? And I'm not a real big fan of all these different things within a company. And I say that with 4 divisions in my company, but they're all related. I have a crawl space conditioning company and a basement waterproofing company that also finishes basements, and we also fix foundations. Well, that's everything below our feet. Well, some of these companies, mean, they may be landscapers and pest control, and they make milk on Sundays, and they're fixing cars on Thursdays. We sat down and we talked about the different grades of plastic, and these homeowners were very concerned that they were going to replace their HVAC unit, if not now, sometime in the near future, and they didn't want to see it get ripped up. And Jason had actually brought out a sample of the clean space. Well, as soon as they saw it, they were like, oh, well, I ain't got any worries then. I could just drag the HVAC unit across this. And I'm not saying I want, you know, the units getting dragged across it. That might, you know, puncture it a little bit. But these things are way thicker than a pool liner. I mean, when you talk about clean space, it's this huge plastic that has this protective matting underneath it. So, I mean, you could literally just walk on it all day long. And we do for home shows. You could walk on it all day long and it never gets scuffed up and unless somebody's down there with their golf spikes on, it's really not going to get hurt.
You're right, Bill. It's very, very durable. I don't know of any other product out there, to my knowledge, that is better for your crawl space as far as durability is concerned.
One of the concerns that some of our homeowners have brought up has been, when you bring this material up the wall of my crawl space, how is the termite inspector going to be able to inspect my house for termites? Will you tell us what you do in that case, Johnny?
Well, in that case there, you know, we've talked to numerous pest control companies over the years, and they have given us a range of 3 inches from your seal plate or 3 inches from your top concrete block, which is where your seal plate is. We leave them that 3-inch margin there so they can look for termite tunnels and everything else.
That answered the question, and that has eased the minds of most of our homeowners because it does give access to their pest control people for doing a proper examination, because your termites actually come from the ground up through tunnels on the inside of the block wall to get into the wood members.
Well, you know, the neat thing I can tell you about termites is, you know, everybody knows that termites eat wood, right?
Right.
I mean, you guys have all seen termite damage. Well, normally there's a whole bunch of sawdust that's laying around termites, right? When you see the termite damage, it's like it just the wood turned to powder.
Well, right. That's, you know, the wood, the sawdust you see around there is the wood. Termites don't eat the wood itself.
Well, exactly.
They eat the product that's in the wood.
Exactly, John. I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, when there's mildew, there's mold, and there's microbes inside that wood, that's what those termites are getting nutrition from. So if we can stop the food source, which is the mildew, the mold, and the microbes.
Absolutely.
Then why would termites attack something that they're not going to get any nutrition from? It'd be like us just eating up a steak and just spitting it back out on the plate. It wouldn't make any sense. We're not just going to chew our food and get rid of it. So if you can truly stop that, and a lot of bug guys will tell you, you know, get that mulch away from your house, right? Because that mulch is inherently moist. So if you stop that wet food source from being around your house or even in your house, then you have a lot less chances for those type of critters to infect it.
I think one of the neatest comments that we've had recently was from a lady who had her crawl space encapsulated by us. And if I remember correctly, the month was November of last year when she notified us that she was still running around her house in her bare feet. And that was the first time she'd ever been able to do that. The encapsulation of the crawl space that actually made her house floors warmer.
Yeah, and then, you know, Jason, that actually happens more often than not. When we talk about insulation and all those things that we do, you know, the only reason why we have insulation on our floors is because we know our floors are going to be cold in the wintertime, right?
Right.
That's because we have these really big holes in our foundation that let cold air in. And how much sense does that really make? So if we could truly isolate that house from the air outside, then our floors inherently have to stay warmer, especially if we have our mechanicals down there. When you have the HVAC ducts running through there, and those vents, even when they're closed, they're not really closed. You can still see outside. So when air's still getting down there, it may be 30, 40 degree air, and that's kind of the average temperature. Wouldn't you say that we get down here?
How about,
you know,
that?
I mean, sometimes it gets, you know, like this year was, you know, kind of exceptional. It was like super, super cold. But I'd say, you know, 20, 30, 40 degrees is our normal temperature. And if we're taking that kind of air and bringing it into our crawl space, well, then those ducts inside the air that's inside those ducts are running, what, 70, 80 degree air?
Well, you're going to lose at least 20, 25 degrees of your air temperature.
Exactly. And the sad part is it's air's not heated and cooled very efficiently when it's wet. It does a lot better job when it's dry. So if you can get it dry down there, you can actually, number one, start save money on your heating and cooling costs. But now your ducts are always going to have a little bit of radiant heat off of them. And if it's not being affected by the outside air, hot air rises once again. So it's actually touching your floors, and your floors should stay warmer in the wintertime. So, you know, I love it when homeowners tell us that, Jason. I mean, that's some of the biggest compliments we've gotten. I had a lady who had a good amount of cats in her house, and she said that she never went around barefooted because you know, the cats shed their nails and all that stuff. So she had to get underneath her house or underneath her her bed one time to pick something out from underneath it. And she couldn't amazed. She was just so amazed at how warm those floors were. She called us up 4 o'clock on like a Thursday afternoon. She was like, Billy, I can't believe this. You guys really said that, you know, and I really didn't believe you. But, you know, I figured whatever. I still needed to get it done. But, wow, I can't believe how much warmer my floors are.
Well, another thing, Bill, too, is, you know, a lot of homeowners have hardwood floors, too. All right, think of it this way. In the wintertime, sometimes your feet feel like they're going to stick to these hardwood floors. So you get these floors warmer, you can walk around, you don't have to have, you know, shoes on, you can walk around barefoot if you want to. But on the other hand, too, you talk to any flooring guy, and he'll tell you, or person, shall we say, he will tell you to keep the moisture out from under this wood, keep the moisture away from the wood. If you don't, it's going to start buckling. I've seen so many hardwood floors that were starting to buckle. You keep the moisture away from that, and you know, you have a stand a less chance of your hardwood floors being damaged.
Johnny, you were talking earlier about putting the dehumidifier in the crawl space, and I'm wondering if you could tell our audience how you dispose of the water created by the dehumidifier.
Well, when we take the moisture out of the air, we don't just drain it back into the floor normally. Well, we never drain it back into the floor. We can put it into a condensate pump and pump it outside of your crawl space. You have perimeter drains and sump pumps. Dehumidifier will drain into the sump pump or drain into the perimeter drainage. Now, if you ever run into a situation, which is rare, but occasionally it does happen, where you don't want a sump pump or don't need a sump pump, then we have a device called a smart drain, which is just a dry pit with a lid on it with an alarm on it, and we drain it into there. Bottom line is, we do not put this moisture back into your crawl space. One way or other, we get this moisture from the dehumidifier outside your house.
So the homeowner does not have to worry about crawling underneath their crawl space and emptying a bucket on their dehumidifier.
Oh, no, never. Never have to worry about that. A lot of homeowners have asked me that same question. Well, how often do I have to go down there and empty this bucket on it? You never have to go down there and empty the bucket on it, because it doesn't have a bucket. It has a drain on it that drains to a device that gets rid of the water.
Now, you gentlemen talked a few minutes ago about the alarms and all that stuff. You know, I think that's one thing that really separates our sump pumps from the competitions is, you know, we didn't go to Lowe's and buy, number one, our perimeter drainage system, but we have these alarms that are going to let you know if there's water issues down there. We've all seen plumbing leaks. So you go down to the box stores, you pick up the supplies, come back and you fix it. But a lot of times you don't even know that happens. I'd say, what, three out of every five homes that we've been into have had some type of a leak in it. And it may not be a big leak. It's just a simple drip, drip, drip. You think about that in the terms of how much we pay for water nowadays. And, you know, I'm not fortunate enough to live in a place where I can have a well behind my house. I mean, we're on city water. It gets expensive. I had no idea how expensive water was until, like I said, we moved into our development. And man, I mean to tell you what, we almost stopped watering our grass because it was so expensive. So those little drips and drips and drips, they all add up. And with those alarms that we have on, whether it's the, you know, the sump pumps or the smart drain like Johnny was talking about, it's going to let you know that, hey, there's a problem down there.
Absolutely, Bill. And not to mention that, it doesn't matter if you're on city water or well water. You are still paying for your water.
Well,
everybody pays for their water. And if you do happen to have a well and you got a small drip down there and you don't know about it, you're also adding the wear and tear to your well pump.
Well, Johnny, you actually bring up a very good point. That's something that I never really even thought of. But, yeah, I mean, those things kick on, they kick off, they kick on, they kick off, you know, so.
Johnny, we have a lot of modular homes on the Delmarva Peninsula. Is the crawl space encapsulation, can it be used on these also?
Oh, crawl space encapsulation can be used on any home. It can be used on modular homes, manufactured homes, stick-built homes, poured walls, concrete walls, brick walls. A lot of people don't like the term, but it can be used on mobile homes, too. A lot of people want to go to calling them manufactured homes, and that's fine. I agree. I used to live in a mobile home. I loved it. If I ever had a chance, I'd go to another manufactured home. You know, I just love the way they're built in a controlled environment. That's a personal opinion on that. But we can use a clean space encapsulation system on any home built that's above a slab.
And the neat thing is it doesn't really even have to have a foundation either. I mean, it can have the skirting on it. We probably have done more homes without the cosmetic foundation than ones with it. There was a house that we had taken care of. It was, I guess it was about a month or two ago. and it was just a small little single wide trailer. The lady bought it back in 1978. She's always lived in it. Her husband and her, right before he passed, put an addition on it, and she knew that she wanted to protect that investment for the rest of her life. And then when she passed it on, she wanted to make sure that, you know, her kids weren't burdened with that issue, because, you know, the houses that are modular, they're built on steel and everything else. So the last thing you want to do is get a bunch of rust and weaken that structure, because this was this lady's life. So when we sat down, we came up with our solution, and it was a perfect fit for her. No more issues with the outside air. And she had a couple other companies came in there, and they tried to, you know, quote unquote, condition her crawl space for her. And when she saw our product, it was like, oh, well, Billy, this is a no-brainer. This has to work. This makes sense. So, you know, I think we really do try to come from a common sense standpoint.
This is true, Bill. And another thing, too, that people worry about, manufactured homes, mobile homes, you know, whichever you choose. If you happen to be living in some place where you're just leasing the lot and you're not buying the land it's sitting on, a lot of the rule says you can't put in something permanent. Well, clean space encapsulation can go under these houses because it will move with the house if the house ever moves. We can take it and move it with the house to where it goes next time. So most of the park owners have no problem with us putting this in there because it's not a permanent, as they see it, permanent structure that cannot be moved, because it can.
Yeah, I mean, they brought it in. They can bring it out.
Absolutely.
You know, Jason, when we first started our company, I was sitting there to actually talking with Basement Systems a few weeks ago, and he had actually called us when we first started, a micro business, because my father-in-law, who actually is my partner in DryZone, we both had another business and kind of came together, and we had no idea that it was going to be as big as it is. We're right almost to the point where we've almost installed 1 million square feet. I think we're, 800,000 square feet of clean space in the ground. So we'll actually surpass that easily by the spring. When you talk about the volume of plastic that is, I mean, that's an ungodly amount of plastic. Not to mention the fact that, you know, we hold all these different awards. You know, last year we had installed more, they're called turtles, than anybody else in our entire network. And there's, 400 or 500 contractors worldwide at this point that install these same products that we do. We're actually lucky enough that we go to our annual conventions every year, and we had won some fairly nice awards last year. Well, one of the neatest things that we did win was the fact that we sold more crawlspace turtles than anybody else in the entire world at this point. So,
and something Bill probably won't tell you folks, but I'm going to tell you this. DryZone received the Integrity Award out of all of the international and national companies involved with Basement Systems. And I think that was quite something for them to be able to be chosen to receive this award by the owner of Basement Systems, Larry Janowski.
Well, actually, Jason, I do appreciate it. We do try to be a little modest. If anybody would actually like to come down and look at our awards, we do have a 15,000 square foot facility in Milton, Delaware. We invite any homeowner who'd like to come down. You can actually see our Rookie of the Year award. That one I think I'm actually the most proudest of, Jason. When we had gotten our award, we had got it in the Basketball Hall of Fame, and Bill Walton, the ex-basketball player, the commentator, had actually given us that award. So that one's definitely, you know, prominently displayed in our office, because you only get one shot at that. So, well, folks, listen, I think we're just about up out of time this week. I do want to give you a way to get a hold of us. My email address is bill@dryzone.com. So if you have any questions, you can feel free, give me an email. If you want to give us a call, the number is 888-617-0363. 888-617-0363. Like I said, my email address is bill@dryzone.com. bill@dryzone.com. Our website actually is dryzone.com. The phone number once again is 888-617-0363. Johnny, I'd like to thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bill.
Jason, as always, I appreciate you being here with me and, you know, helping me work through this new show of ours. I hope everybody's actually enjoying our show. If you have any comments on things that you might want to hear about, might have questions questions on, like I said, that's when you definitely want to shoot me the email. Until next week, I want to, like I said, thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, folks, for listening to our show.
Your home is your biggest investment and provides warmth and shelter for you and your family. Now is the time to prepare your home for the winter weather that is just around the corner. Do you have a wet basement, water in your crawl space, or cracks in your foundation? Dry Zone provides waterproofing and crawl space encapsulation products and services all over Delaware and the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Call Dry Zone at 888-617-0360 for a free inspection and estimate, or log on at dryzone.com/the duck. Dry Zone will keep you ahead of the storm. Call 888-617-0360.